The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining us on this Friday, as we also call Casual Friday. We made it to the end of the week. How exciting is that? Folks, you know the drill. Casual Friday. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. Put it into the comments. We have stuff to talk about too today, but you know, you all take precedent. So if you want to put something in the comments, the phone lines are open, 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Would welcome a call if there's something that's on your mind you'd like to talk about. I have with me tonight Mr. Adam, who you've also made it through the week, I see.
Barely made it through the week.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. Now, so... we went to Dustin Perry on Wednesday, so we did that. What did you think of it?
I thought it was quite entertaining and interesting. Some of the clips that he brought, you've seen them before if you'd watch Ghost Hunters or Ghost Hunters International. But I did like a little bit of the stories he was telling, and essentially is like, no one's crazy is basically kind of what I got out of it. It's like, everybody really has their own experiences, but what I really took away from it is something that was mentioned on the show a few months ago. Reverend Rake, I believe her name was, Bishop Rake, when talking about the exorcisms and how the Catholic Church started finally putting in mental health into exorcisms and deciding what exorcisms they were going to do. And he brought up the case of Emily Rose, which I thought was a very good example for mental health as opposed to a demon taking someone over.
Yeah, very much. I mean, that's something that, and it's, I suppose in the grand scheme of time, it's relatively new.
Oh, very
much
so.
New approach. I did find it interesting that one of the clips that he used during, because Dustin would break it up with a few just little clips, and they were very, very little clips. It wasn't really a whole lot to kind of really sink your teeth into, but I did recognize the documentary that I'd mentioned on here before, The Devil versus Father Amort. Mm-hmm. And Dustin, who has every right to have every sort of, his own understanding of what this is, his own belief system, he's saying that he's not 100% on whether or not possession is real or not. And I will say that that documentary, and I forget if you've seen it or not. Did you actually watch that?
No, I have not seen it, but I am in your camp. There is possession. Satan has taken over souls. Demons have taken over souls because in the same breath, he was also saying, he's Christian or spiritual and angels have an effect. Well, you can't play one side of the fence when it comes to this. If there's a good, there's going to be a bad. That's just the order, unfortunately, of the universe, it feels like.
No, I think that's dead on. I will also say one of the things that really surprised me about this, and this isn't a disparagement of Dustin or Field or anything else, I was surprised by how many people were there.
Yeah, I was too. I because it wasn't promoted well outside of this show, but you really didn't see it anywhere other than like social media spots, and I think we were the only ones kind of talking about it locally
on a very regular basis.
Yeah. So good job on us getting the word out for him and to his crew for getting the word out himself.
Well, and that's just it. He, it's like there's an untapped audience for our show there, first of all. It's like, how do we get into that? And I was mentioning that to our friend Kyle that was there with us. He won tickets, and so he's it backfired on him. He started asking. He came up to two random people and asked, how did you hear about this? And it just was some sort of like, we just got free tickets. Basically what it was, we're veterans. We just got free tickets. And that backfired on them. And then they kind of like sucked them into their web. It was really weird, actually. I don't quite understand what happened there, but it was like, all right, Kyle, any other questions that you want to ask random people? So that being said, I do want to say there was somebody who at the end of the show came up, tapped me on the shoulder, said he's a real big fan of our show. Thank you, first of all, for stopping by. I wish you would have stayed. I think everyone kind of wanted to get out of Dodge there at that point, or just wanted to get away from me, one of the two. And I just wanted to first of all say thank you. I wish I could have chatted with you a little bit more. I appreciate it very much. I know Adam appreciates it too. We love getting the feedback. We love to know that we are actually being heard. You know, it's we're in our little solar system, I guess, when we're doing this show. So it's nice to get that sort of feedback. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was really neat. I think Kyle, and I cannot remember the gentleman that Kyle brought with him. My wife, we're just standing there talking. All of a sudden it's like, love the show. See somebody tap your shoulder, but taking off in the opposite direction. So of course you do the look one way, they're not there, look back, and he's heading down the steps. And it's like, oh man, it finally happened. Greg, someone finally came up to you and be like, I love the show. It's like, that's happened to me a couple of times already. It's a great feeling.
What makes you think that's the first time that's happened to me?
Because you always talk about how your energy just like repels people to begin with.
It's meant to repel you, but that's about it.
Oh, that's why I'm an EP. Okay.
That's why you're in Eden Prairie right now. No, I've had it a number of times actually, and it's been very nice. It's just that this one really took me by surprise because I'm kind of in the corner, and I mean, to be honest, every time it takes me by surprise because you just don't expect it. That's all.
You don't ever expect it. And it's so almost intoxicatingly fun when it happens.
It's nice. It's very nice. And like really I said, it's nice to be to see that the work that we're doing is heard by people. And I appreciate that very, very much. And then in the comments here, I'm just looking from what people are writing in here. Emily, which you're going to hear from in the second segment. She says it's Friday. Woohoo. I spent the first half of the day thinking it was Thursday. Well, hopefully that's a good thing then, that you know what day it is now and that it's a Friday. She also says time is an illusion. Friday is doubly so. Okay. Now we're getting in the realms of Douglas Adams here. let's see here. Let's see. Leanne is here. Hi, Leanne. Happy Friday to you as well. Let's see here. I'm just kind of looking around here. Sarah also mentions about the devil and Father Amort, which from 2017, directed and big input by William Friedkin, who also directed The Exorcist. And that is, we've talked about it on this program. I mean, films don't generally freak me out. This isn't a film. This is a documentary. And this is... when you're having, now for those who don't know, Father Amort is the priest that the Pope's Exorcist, that film, is based off of. He's that priest. So you know that this guy he was serious into this. He was in his 90s when this documentary was made, and he passed away soon afterwards. And now William Friedkin just passed away. Did he pass away this year or last year? I forget.
It was like late last year, because we had just talked about him on the show and they went and saw Exorcist Believers. Mm-hmm. And he passed in between us talking about him on that Friday and going to see that flick the following like Wednesday or Thursday.
You gotta be careful when we start talking about people on the show. You know, I'm just saying that they drop dead. No, they don't. That doesn't happen. Not yet, at least. We're working on it, but
we're trying to get that going.
little side project we're working on. So no, that's really interesting. So if you haven't seen it, and if you feel like you can watch something that is purportedly a real exorcist, and with Father Amort a part of it, I do not see it being anything but, you know, as depicted, honest. There's some very frightening moments in there, and there's, for me, there is just that moment of, I get it, I see what's happening here, and it's not immediately visible. So it's well worth a look, but, you know, put your protection on when you're watching it, because that there's some nasty energy coming from that when you watch it.
Yeah, that would definitely be a lights on night.
It was for me too. I mean, that was, and it's only like an hour or something. It's not that long.
Yeah, I know. And I've looked at it like 3 times on Amazon, like $4 Steranthus. It's like, I gotta sleep. I have 2 jobs. I have to actually get to bed.
I know. So Adam.
Yes, sir.
Earthquakes, eclipse. What's happening, huh?
Let's see. We have, what is in Thailand, or excuse me, Taiwan, they had 2 massive ones.
Yeah.
And then New Jersey this morning had a smaller one at like 4.7, I think it was.
Something like that,
and
yeah.
And then you've got the solar eclipse.
Uh-huh.
We've got snowstorms out in the Rockies with wind gusts, mind you, in the passes at 100 miles an hour.
Mm.
I just think it's a Friday. Nothing special. Nothing
that's
going
not
on.
Casual. That's not a casual Friday. That's
no,
for sure.
That is, I think Cobra got their hands on the weather dominator again and are really, really messing with things. But it is kind of interesting how the topic for tonight's question, Mercury being in retrograde, and then these events are taking place at the same time. Is there any correlation? I don't know. But it seems kind of interesting to me.
Well, and you know, that's, and one of the things we found, because that was part of the question of the week this week about that, and we'll get to that probably more in the second segment, is that, you know, people are divided on it. And my thought process on the whole Mercury retrograde, because, you know, the belief is with Mercury retrograde and how it's basically it's moving slower than the Earth around the sun, which is causing, you know, and what people believe that it causes all sorts of havoc on the Earth, from everything from, you know, how we interact with each other, relationships, technology, everything like that. But the thing is how much of it, when we know Mercury is going into retrograde, and I'm not dismissing that it's possible, but right away I can feel, and I put myself in here as well, it's like, oh, Mercury's going in retrograde. Here we go. Uh-oh. You know, and then you just kind of, your whole system changes. And it's like less positive, because you know, a crap storm is coming your way. And that can't be good either, to have that sort of like defense built up where you're just like, well, just might as well assume the next 2 months or whatever are just going to be crap. And that, I think that has a lot to do with it as well, even before this event even hits us.
But on the other side of the argument there is Mercury being in retrograde, the same as people looking at Friday the 13th.
Well, that's what I mean.
So what happens to folks if a Mercury retrograde begins on a Friday the 13th? Are folks just going to shelter in place, or, you know, are they going to fall in the fallout bunkers, or how can folks, you know, kind of push through this if it really is affecting, you know, their moods?
Well, and that's just it, is you get too many people who, you know, and I include myself in this, where just like, well, that whatever happens, oh, well, it's because of this. It's because of Mercury retrograde. You know, it's all because, you know, and it's like, it's also not bad to have something to blame something on that's not another human or something.
Very
but
true.
But at the same time, it's like, well, you know, I crashed my car, Mercury retrograde, you know.
I don't think the insurance companies will let you file for that.
Well, and Emily says she thinks it's more of a time for introspection and reflection. I'm going to be very honest. I've never heard that before. I've never heard anybody look at it that way. I see people mainly are saying, well, you know, I'm no good around electronics anyway. I'm going to make, I'm going to be around here. It's going to like make computers go down and stuff. So, you know, as long as people do that, you know, I feel like that the majority of the people that I've ever spoken to about Mercury retrograde is always about the negativity of it. And, it's very interesting, both ways. And I would agree. And, you know, Joshua also says it can be good, but also an emotional time. And I think that that's, you know, as long as everyone who's saying the positivities on here are not trying to be contrarians, but actually follow along what they say, you know, I mean, cause that's the thing that, you know, I agree. It's like, yeah, this is what it should be. But I also see people more often than not fall into the trope of, I tripped on the stairwell because it's Mercury retrograde. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, have you ever seen Family Circle, that little, you know, newspaper comic? I know it's newspaper, but they always had that little ghost that walked around, like the not me ghost.
Yeah.
And that's what Mercury retrograde is. It should be like a little, like, small planet with legs running around, not Mercury retrograde, you know. It was funnier in my head. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead, take our first break. When we come back, my friend Emily's going to come on. We're going to talk about a couple things here real fast. We're going to get into question of the week. We're going to just kind of keep it going. And if there's anything on your mind, put it into the comments. Give us a call. We have a full show ahead of us, and we would love to hear from you. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And I am really excited for April 10th when we bring back Psychic Medium Refined Divine. Adam, have you been working out your arms and your fingers? And I know that sounds weird to people, but he has to kind of keep his finger on the swear button when Deb is on, and that's fine.
I've worked on my yoga so I can get to the dump button and answer the phone and get folks online all in one motion. One motion now.
Somebody asked me, they said, was he able to take care of the dumping last time she was on? And I said, we don't ask questions. We don't ask questions. We just know it was done the best it possibly could with everything else going on at that moment. So,
and I was one for one, I think. If there was another one in there, I know I got one.
There were two.
Okay, but I was one for two.
You probably got the bigger of the two.
I am pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure you did too. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. It's Casual Friday. Whatever's on your mind, put it into the comments. We're just going to ease into the weekend, and it's very, I love it. I love it when we're able to chat and I think it's therapeutic for both Adam and myself. I don't want to speak for you, Adam, but.
Oh, this is my therapy. It saves me thousands of dollars a year.
Now, if you could only turn that into getting that money then as well, but maybe Refined Divine will help you tell you how you can maybe translate that. Who knows?
One step at a time.
We have on the line with us a good friend, Emily. We bring her on from time to time. She's located out in Stillwater, has put up a lot of great events, and there's something coming up in May that I wanted to bring her on to talk about. Emily, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm on the radio and my palms are sweaty, but other than that, quite well. How are you?
My goodness. Now, I have to ask you, so are you just giving me a lot of Star Trek crap when you're just like, is it time for introspection and reflection about Mercury retrograde, or do you actually follow that?
No, I actually believe that, because I think that that's kind of what that's supposed to be, instead of, because you can easily say, oh, I, you know, fell on my face or I lost all my money gambling. It must be Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. But it kind of goes along the same lines, like, oh, I'm crazy because I'm a Scorpio, or which, you know, in my case happens to be true. But no, I'm kidding. But
are you kidding about, that you're a Scorpio or that you're crazy? Because I can attest to at least one, I know, one fact that I think is
true. Is it the crazy?
Hey, listen, I'm not here to judge, but
but you know, it's the same kind of like narrative. It's really easy to point the finger instead of actually doing the work. And it could be any finger.
I was going to say, it could even be easier to give the finger than do any work.
Yeah,
too.
It could be, you pick the finger, but I truly believe that this should be a time of just reflection and, okay, yep, I'm going to feel maybe a little more emotional. Let's bring those emotions on and actually feel them and understand them instead of just either letting them control us or just, you know, kind of passing the buck.
Yeah, nope, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you have something cool going on May 4th down in the Stillwater area, and I wanted to bring you on to talk about it because I think a lot of our listeners is very like-minded for a lot of folks that are listening. What's going on?
So, yeah, thank you so much. On May the 4th, which, of course, is Star Wars Day, I am going to put on an event called Rebel Rendezvous, and it's a mini-con, a celebration of all things fandom. It's going to be at the St. Croix Event Center, and that is in Stillwater. Tickets are just $10, and it gives you access to everything. There's going to be special guests, 30-plus vendors, cosplay contests with prizes, trivia from all different fandoms, also with prizes. Going to do some photo ops with some character cutouts and any of the cosplayers that will be accepting of photos. All kinds of stuff. Mostly it's just to build community. It's a chance for fans of all universes to connect, indulge in snacks, showcase their passion in a safe and inclusive environment.
That is fantastic. And, you know, it's a perfect day for it, May 4th. But may the 4th be with you, of course.
Yes.
And big Star Wars Day. Now, you must be a pretty big Star Wars fan yourself.
Okay, we're going to bring this. We're going to do this. No, and not that I don't like Star Wars. I do like Star Wars, but I'm a much bigger Star Trek fan.
Well, I mean, it covers everything, so.
Yes, that's the whole thing. It's not that I'm not a fan so much as I'm just a much bigger Star Trek fan. But this is for just fandoms of all kinds, and I mean all kinds. We have all types and kinds showing up for this.
So and that's a good point, because it's like it's not just, I mean, it just happens to be on Star Wars Day, but in fact it's you know, about all of our geekiness, all of our favorite shows. So this is where we can celebrate us being ourselves, basically.
Yeah, and I thought that would be just kind of a perfect day for it, because it's May the 4th.
It is. It's fantastic. So okay. Favorite Star Trek series?
Yeah, that one's easy. Deep Space Nine.
Oh, interesting. I've never really watched Deep Space Nine, to be honest. I've heard from a lot of people that they consider that to be the best out of all of them.
Absolutely, the characters are so well portrayed, and the actors were fantastic. And Avery Brooks, I think he suffered some kind of like mental break around that time, and then kind of after that, but he just did an amazing job, and the writers on that show should be given medals, because it's just amazing. It's incredible.
Wow. No, I need to get there and look at it. I have to ask though, have you been watching any of the new Star Trek series that have been coming out, like the stuff that like Paramount's doing or anything like that?
I watched a little bit. I watched maybe the first season or part of the first season of Picard, which I really did like. I just haven't kept up on it. And yeah, to be honest, I haven't really done much more than that. What was the other one that came out?
There was another one. So there was Discovery. Strange New Worlds. And like you said,
it was Discovery. Yeah. I watched the first couple seasons of that, and it weirded me out. I got to be honest.
You know what the best part about Discovery is? Because I only watched the first three seasons of it, because it started just to make me angry when I was watching it. And the character Michael, who is, sorry, spoilers for those who haven't watched Discovery. It's been around for about 5 years now, so whatever. Michael is the sister to Spock and Sybok, they're all. She's part Vulcan as well, what's their father's name? Because he just seems to get around. He has a lot of children, apparently.
Spock's father, wasn't it Solon?
No, I don't think it was Solon. It's Sarek. It was Sarek.
Sarek. Oh my God, who is Solon?
I don't know, but maybe another brother or sister to Spock, for all I know. I really don't know. But every time, I mean, and she's a good actor. She's a really good actor. But the thing is like the way that they portray the character, like, you know, someone would be like, say to her, can you pass me the bread? And the camera would always just like go on her, like just be a one shot of her with her tearing up about literally everything. Yeah. And yeah. I was just like, I'm done with this. This is garbage to me. I'm done. And then they jump forward 900 years, literally 900 years in the third season. And it's like, yeah, I'm not interested in this anymore. So
it was the Klingons for me. That was, I don't know. I couldn't do it. It was weird.
That was weird. They were very strange looking. And then in the second season, they kind of reverted them back to how we know them to kind of look a little bit more. I think there was a lot of backlash to that.
Commit already. I mean, yeah, they were weird in the first season, but don't just revert it. Like, commit. Pick a side.
Right, absolutely. Now, I do say, well, if you've never been a fan of Next Gen, and I'm not saying you said that, but if you haven't necessarily been a fan of Next Gen, but if you had been, season 3 of Picard is a real nice walk down nostalgia alley. You know, it's really good, I think. I think it's very...
I am a huge fan of Next Gen. Yes, absolutely. I collect Next Gen memorabilia. I mean, all of it, really. Even Enterprise. I actually liked Enterprise. So, you know, don't shoot me, but I really did.
It's fine. It's fine. And I'm glad that... I mean, it clearly has fans. I mean, it's, you know, and a lot of people like Scott Bakula. So, you know, I get it. I get it. So no shame here. No shame here.
Yeah, but I have a ton of like memorabilia from mostly from Next Gen.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Now we've left Adam kind of out of the conversation here, and I feel bad about that. Adam, Star Trek fan at all?
I liked Firefly.
Okay, that's
brown coats forever.
But I think it's mainly because I'm a huge Nathan Fillion fan.
Oh, who isn't?
So.
Well, I'm not.
That's my Star Trek, is the one season of Firefly and the movie Serenity. That's my trekkiness.
Love it.
Well, and keep
I'm
in mind,
I'm wearing my shirt today. I'm wearing my I'll be in my bunk shirt today, actually.
See, there you go.
For those of you who, like myself, in the British television, kind of the anti-Star Trek was a series called Blake Seven. And it is believed to be kind of the other side of what the Federation can be like. Because up to the point that before Blake Seven went on the air in the BBC, all we ever knew about Starfleet was always like the good, you know, 5-year mission stuff that we saw in Star Trek. But this was more of a very dark look. It's not officially that, but that's what a lot of people think it is something like that as well. So
what was it called?
Blake Seven.
Huh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look it up.
You learned something new. I don't think you can find it anywhere in the U.S. to be honest, but you know, there you go.
Oh, look.
Take a look. If anyone could find it, Emily, it's gonna be you. So
I know I'm resourceful.
You are resourceful. Now, remind us again about the event on May 4th, and where can we go ahead and get more information and get tickets from and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So again, it's called Rebel Rendezvous Mini Con, and you can find that. There's an event page on Facebook. Just type in Rebel Rendezvous. Tickets are $10, and you can just follow the link in the Facebook page, and everything is there.
And I was going to talk about Doctor Who there.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I said I was.
Oh, I thought you meant on the phone just now. I'm confused. Are you talking about Rebel Rendezvous? But you have something going on that day. Yeah.
Mercury retrograde is happening.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. No, I think it's because I'm a Scorpio.
Well, I said that, and I was going to talk about Doctor Who there.
Yes.
But I'm not.
We'll see how you are.
Well, I feel like we're still miscommunicating over here.
I'm with you.
This is how interviews fall apart rapidly.
This is just my life. I'm used to it.
So you got to go to Rebel Rendezvous. That is May 4th. Type it into Facebook to get to the page. I couldn't tell you how to spell rendezvous right now. Let's see. Spell it for us, because it's what, rendezvous.
Got it. Believe in yourself.
It looks like rendezvous.
Yeah, was I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So type it in, join, and it won't be as awkward. I guarantee it won't be as awkward as this conversation is. But
it might be. If I'm there, it probably will be.
I mean, it is a bunch of geeks like ourselves.
It's a bunch of nerds walking around the convention center. It's going to be like the high school dance, but with only the nerd kids and the goths, where the DJ is going to be set up in the middle and everybody's going to be up against the wall.
I mean, all you have to do is
I'll give you the weird, clammy handshake.
Yeah, exactly.
Or watch any Simpson episode where they go to a sci-fi convention, and like the one that Mark Hamill is at.
We're going to get Leonard Nimoy's blood and clone him.
Wait, you haven't done that yet?
No, we need to bring William Bell back to life. Oh, sorry, we're talking Star Trek, not Fringe.
Well, and with Leonard Nimoy, if you do that, the blood of Leonard Nimoy, it's like, Leonard, we were very serious when we said live long and prosper.
Yeah, you did the prosper part. You needed a few more years. I liked him. He was one of my favorites.
All right, Emily, really appreciate the call. And we're going to talk again about this event as we get closer to it. It's Rebel Rendezvous. It's May 4th. Check it out. Go to Facebook. $10 to get in. Is that the, you said St. Croix
Activity? St. Croix Event Center.
Event Center. Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Emily. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. Have a good weekend, okay? And that's how that ends.
So that's how that goes.
Would it cost extra to say a goodbye? I mean, I don't know.
It usually does.
I think a radio goodbye is the hardest thing to do. Like if you're on the air, it's like, do people say goodbye or do they just disappear and we move on to the next thing? There's always something. You never know.
There's always that awkward exit.
It totally is.
It's like, have a good night, and then silence. It's like, okay, I guess you're gone. Bye.
Yeah, I was gonna talk. Emily asked me to talk Doctor Who at the event, but unfortunately, I am going to be in Atchison, Kansas, at the McIntyre Villa. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go, and I'm really bummed about that because that is something that I really wanted to do. And your wife says that's because we're Minnesotan, and Emily says it's a Minnesota goodbye. I do have to say, I used to work with somebody at the advertising agency. Literally, we would be like, you know, maybe at like an after work party or something, and would be standing like at a bar or something. And this guy, Tim, he would be talking to us, and then literally he would just turn around and walk away and go out the door and leave. And that was it. He was just like, doesn't say goodbye, doesn't anything. And we're just looking, and his writing partner would be like, no, he's done for the night. We're not going to see him again. Oh, okay.
I have taken my exit. Good evening.
Yep. And that was it. Nothing more. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's take our next break. When we come back, let's get to question of the week. Let's get to Mercury retrograde. Let's see how much more awkward we can make this program tonight. Anything you want to put into the comments or call in, you're more than welcome to do so. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me Monday on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach, and we're going to have on author Chester Moore. We're going to be talking about his new book, Bigfoot South. I just actually got the file for the book today, so I'm going to do some reading of it over the weekend. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I think it's going to have a lot of great insights on it as well. So his foreword is written by Lyle Blackburn, who we've had on the program before as well. Unfortunately, it was a very technically troubling night, so I don't know how much of the conversation it was really worth. The whole conversation was worth listening to, but with the technical difficulties, I don't know how much of it actually translated all that well. Now, also, I got to say, tomorrow on the Best of Ghost Box Radio, that's going to be at 8 p.m. on AM 950. It's also on my Facebook page, AM Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach. And I'm really excited. It's one of my favorite ones because we're going to have Echo Bodine. We're going to have a conversation we had with her. We're also going to talk about this lost photo of Lincoln, but the best one out of the three, dare I say it, one I really enjoy the most, is we are talking with somebody who worked at a hospice, and she talks about having worked there, what death looks like. And I mean, meaning like when the spirit leaves the body and the different forms that takes and a different way that the patients react to it. It's quite the eye opening. And that's only one segment of the whole episode that I think we had done back in, I think, July or August of 2022. The episode is kind of hard to get to now, but I am putting all those together. And we're going to start a Patreon with all the with all the previous episodes I've done over the past 10 years, because I feel like it's nice to have all these in one place, and hopefully people would consider supporting me at that. More information about that in the coming weeks, but there are some really good stuff there. And Adam, you worked that one when we had her on, didn't you?
Yeah. The hospice nurse who wanted to remain anonymous is still probably one of my favorite Ghost Box episodes that we've done, and that was still when we were at the witching hour at 4:05 on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's it's very compelling.
I absolutely loved that one so much.
Yeah, so definitely, if that's something of interest to you all, please check it out. It's very fascinating stuff. The question of the week is Mercury retrograde. Started last Monday. Do you believe the effects of Mercury retrograde, and do you believe the effects it can have on you? What is the craziest incident that happened to you that you blame on Mercury retrograde, whether it's a tech issues or anything else? And we got a few responses. And I think it's interesting because some people just don't agree with that. And that's just kind of how it is. So I wanted to kind of go through a couple of these real fast. Now, Adam, Mercury retrograde is kind of a newer concept for you, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear about it until Wednesday night when you brought it up at the Dustin Perry show. But when I looked it up today, just to kind of, because I don't really have an opinion on it because I don't know much about it, so I'm not going to form an opinion. But one thing that I did notice is the places, the news outlets that were actually covering Mercury retrograde. There was at least four publications out of India that, starting on April 2nd through deadline today, had articles about Mercury retrograde, how the body feels, how the spirit feels. CNN had covered it. The Wall Street Journal was covering it. New York Post. I also ran across covering Mercury retrograde. And yeah, it's something I had never looked up. But the one that got me that covers this, the Farmer's Almanac. Had no clue. No clue.
Kind of makes sense, though, in a way. It kind of makes sense. I mean, maybe that's new, though. I don't know. You know, everywhere I hear about it, I only hear it through Medium friends and stuff. Emily says that it could be very trendy, and I could buy that as well. You know, especially if it's something that media can kind of pick up on and hang their hat on and go with. I find that to be very, very true. I think that it's really interesting, the different takes on it as well. Going through some of the Facebook response that I had, LC Ann says, I hadn't heard about it until I started seeking out things spiritually, and Mercury retrograde seems to happen often. So if things are kind of off or happening oddly, I wouldn't really know, because things happen to me often enough and are odd. So it's kind of like I live a odd lifestyle, I guess. And I get it. I totally get it. And, you know, Adam, I do wonder, now that you know about it, I wonder if it stays in your mind a little bit more. You know what I mean? That, you know, I use this, or maybe it just has takes up zero space in your mind. Who knows?
Yeah. You know, it's something I'm going to have to pay a little bit more attention to, because it's the first I've heard of it, but it's, you know, started just a couple of days ago. But here's an ironic thing. I felt like junk on Monday, felt even worse on Tuesday. The computers essentially blew up at work on Wednesday.
That's right.
I still wasn't feeling great yesterday, and this is probably the best I have felt all week. And I'm still kind of off.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have no idea if that has to do with Mercury retrograde, a lack of sleep, But I wasn't even in the building when the computers blew up, so I'm
they can't blame you.
You can't blame me on that one.
Sarah Jane says, you know, I felt like I was always passed over. Then as you strip away distractions, it seems I'm feeling some effects. Heather says, yep, it's been a crap show at work this week. She didn't use the word crap. James says that I'll attempt to be succinct in my answer. No, but then again, what the hell do I know? Who knows? I mean, who knows? And I think it's good. Steven says that, do I believe? Not even slightly, which is the same answer to the question, how much does my Mercury retrograde affect you? And I thought, you know, that's a great answer. But at the same time, it's one of those folks that, you know, he never interacts with me on Facebook. But what he really wanted to do was just kind of point out that for those of us who do believe in it, that we are being, you know, silly about it. And that's not really my favorite sort of thing. So just thought I'd point that out. Suzanne says, answer, maybe I believe that it's possible, but I hope not. On the other hand, we exchange atoms with everything around us. So I looked up the definition. Entanglement is what Einstein referred to as spooky action at a distance. It's a phenomenon by which one particle can effectively know something about another particle instantaneously, even if those two particles are separated by a great distance. Now, Adam, did you get all that?
I think so, because it kind of leads me into one of the things I was thinking.
Yes.
Now, when the moon goes full, we know it has an effect on our gravitational pull. Waves get bigger, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost wondering if we need to put a little bit of science into when Mercury does go into retrograde. Is there a measurable change to either human behavior or, you know, to electronics or technology, like when we have, you know, solar storms from the sun can mess with radio signals, TV signals, Wi-Fi signals, things like that. So I would like to see some more of the science behind it to see if it actually is having an effect on us, you know, emotionally and mentally, like the full moon.
Absolutely. Heather says, every time Mercury is in retrograde, my fiance and I have the worst time talking to each other. We fight more, we misunderstand each other, and what we're saying more, it's a pain in the butt, basically, is what she's saying. You know, and I, once again, it's hardly, especially since I asked the question, it's hardly up to me to interpret what's going on around here, but I can't help but wonder, and I think about this for myself too, knowing when something, when we are in Mercury retrograde, if I immediately kind of change myself and this kind of fall into the, oh, it's Mercury retrograde sort of camp, you know? And I mean, it's just where it's just like, it's easy for me to blame it on something else. And, or knowing that, okay, this is where people say we don't communicate very well. So it's almost like the way that you started hearing Mercury retrograde everywhere. Now I'm just like, we're picking up where we're not communicating very well. We're understanding that. I don't know. It's an interesting thing because I think it's a lot more complex than I think a lot of us realize.
And what part of, you know, is it the fact that Mercury is going slower that's having an effect on us?
That is my understanding, yes.
So I can kind of get behind the science. Again, I would like to see more science put behind it, but that is something you can kind of get behind as a reason, especially going back to the previous comment with, you know, an atom from a great distance can have an effect on another atom from another from a great distance.
Atom or Adam?
A-T-O-M. I don't know any other Adams who's having an effect on me right now, unless they've got a voodoo doll.
Well, you know, don't rule that out. Joshua says it's almost a solar flare for me personally, but not a pity party, just aware of my surroundings. And I think that's good. I mean, and I think that's something that kind of Emily was saying about the introspection, your reflection, you know, that you're aware of it and you're kind of taking it in. But you're not being like, well, because, you know, in a 3-month period, my calculator broke. That's Mercury retrograde. But what you're really saying is that, you know, I'm kind of paying attention to things. I'm being more careful maybe about stuff, and I'm aware. That's the way I take that, at least.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then if we can track during, you know, when, because mm-hmm. there's usually, like, from what I was reading, there's about 3 or 4 Mercury retrogrades that's going to happen in 2024.
Yeah.
You know, if we can, you know, keep track of the next 2 or 3 weeks when this one's in, what happens, and then the next one, let's try to track that and see what the correlations might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to Josh's point, and not to put words in his mouth, and I hope he's okay with this, is I think that's kind of the thing too, where, you know, you're doing all that, you know, that reflection and kind of your own, and you're turning it into personal growth. And how do you, you know, once you get out of Mercury retrograde, maybe it doesn't even matter if you're in or out of Mercury retrograde, that you're just kind of continuing to improve yourself. And Emily, I'm not sure if that's what you were also kind of getting at as well, which makes sense. Yeah, I don't know.
It is kind of a good time for reflection, especially if things are going horribly wrong.
Well, and that's the tough part, right? That to be able to stop and, you know, I've run into a number of people lately. They're having a hard time. We're all having hard times, right? But I mean, there's some people that are having some very difficult times, and to be able to say to them, well, you know what? Trust me, it's going to get better. That's kind of lame. I mean, even though it's true, it's just like that. That's, you know, if I'm in a bad place, to be honest, to be someone telling me that, don't worry, it's going to get better. It's like, well, thank you very much, but it's not, you know, it's not better at the moment. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about how am I going to get through it? How am I going to get through today? How am I going to get through tomorrow? You know, those are the things. That's the difference. So, wow, huh?
Yeah. And that is one of the worst things. I don't want to say the worst things that anybody can say. The one that I always find to be the worst thing anyone can say when you're going through a tough time, especially if someone has died. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm.
It's like you had nothing to do with their death.
No. It's a tough one because I do that. But I get your point as well. For me, the one that just is you want to see me go from annoyed to, I don't know, just psychotic, is to tell me to relax. That's where you're putting your own life in my hands. And
I can see that.
Everything's going bad. I was like, just relax. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You relax with this issue, this issue, this issue. Tell me how to relax, buddy.
Right. Let me see if I can give you the Darth Vader thing where I take you by the neck and lift you 5 feet off the ground with one hand, you know, let's see how that goes. Before we wrap up here, though, too, for us in Minnesota, it looks like, you know, April 8th is when the eclipse is. We're not going to really see anything from it. Now, if they're in Indianapolis, that's one of the great places to see it, is what I understand.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be cloudy, even though we're on the edge of it, cloudy up here.
Yeah.
So anybody down in Indy, go peep it out. Just don't look directly at it.
Yep, just make sure you get the proper eye gear for it. And if you go down further south in Minnesota, you might have a better chance of seeing something. But it looks like up here in the cities, good luck with that, right? Not going to really see a whole lot from there that is going to help us. But you can watch the Weather Channel because they're going to get up at like 5 in the morning and have coverage all day on it. I actually probably will watch it. It sounds like a lot of fun, actually, to me.
I most likely will, too. Any downtime at work, I'll probably have that on.
I love Weather Channel, and in this last week, there's a bunch of bad severe weather outbreak in the Ohio area. Mm. That whole area, I was watching it not because I'm like, ooh, what's going on. It's more like we're all big fans of the weather, Adam and I. So you know, we're interested. That's all.
Yeah, I was pulling up storm chasers on YouTube.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very much. Now, as we wrap up the week, don't forget Monday, we're going to have on Chester Moore talking about his new book, Bigfoot South. Please make sure to visit ghostboxradio.com to find past episodes of our radio show and like us over on Facebook at Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. Also, send any comments or feedback to comment@ghostboxradio.com. Don't forget to check out the Best of Ghostbox Radio airing Saturday nights at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. on AM 950. And then finally, whether you're chasing spirits or just drinking them tonight, please be careful out there. We want to see you Monday. And when we do see you Monday, we're going to be talking with Chester Moore about Bigfoot. Everyone, have a great weekend and take care. And we'll see you Monday.
Bye.